It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May going out there against the Houston Texans, who last we saw them, they were body slamming Josh Allen into the turf, through the turf almost. He was getting Hulk slammed out there by those guys. That's a tough defense in Houston, and a tough defense to have your baptism by fire. But that's how it's going to go. And for more on that, joining us on the line right now from Boston Sports Journal, you've seen him all over the place. Mr. Mike Giardi joins the program. Mike, how are you?
Christian, what have you done with Andy?
What?
He's like Mr. Positivity now. I don't know what the hell's going on, and it's quite frankly, it's a little bit, it's making me a little uncomfortable.
Wait a minute. We've been yelling at each other for a month and a half, so I don't know. It's
Wait a minute. So you're not one of those negative people right now, because this is the five-day run-up or whatever the hell it is that should be nothing but positivity in Boston sports and Patriot Nation. You have a number three overall pick quarterback who's the future of the franchise, who we all wanted to see, and we're going to get to see him on Sunday going against another young, great quarterback who said this guy is the most pro-ready in the class. So you tell me, sir, why should I have any hesitancy to be anything but positive?
You, sir, have had too much cold medicine.
That is true.
What you are completely ignoring is the fact of how badly they butchered this entire thing, this quote-unquote plan, and decided to stick him in, not against the Miami Dolphins, who are absolutely an inept football team, right, who you out-inepted, if you will, to lose the game on Sunday, or wait until London to play a Jacksonville team that is praying to God that their head coach gets fired. Instead, you decide to stick him up against the best pass rush in the National Football League and the best passing defense in the National Football League, which makes absolutely zero sense. And you know why it makes no sense? Because it wasn't the plan. They rushed this. They panicked. And I get it. They suck. I understand wanting to change gears here and that he can give you some life. But don't tell me that they handled this properly. So if I'm negative for pointing out that the Patriots don't know what the hell they're doing, then so be it. I'll be negative guy.
Fair enough. Mike, what was the plan then? I mean, if this wasn't the plan, what was it? It clearly wasn't to start him against Miami. It wasn't to start him in any of the first month's worth of games. What do you think, if everything was going the way they wanted it to, what would the plan with May have been?
Sometime in November. I think they wanted to let him just sit over there and continue to mature. We're talking about 19 days ago. And I did the math, and I think my math is correct. 19 days ago, the day after he mopped up against the Jets, Alex Van Pelt told us two very important things. One, what's the best thing for Drake May right now? He said what? To continue to watch from the sidelines. Not play, watch from the sidelines. And he also said of that debut, which people seem to kind of forget, there was a lot of plays there, and then they didn't call timeouts at the end for whatever reason, probably because they just wanted to get out of there. He regressed in certain ways with the footwork, which has been the biggest thing about him that we talked about before they even drafted him. And so when the bullets started to fly for real, he started to regress and do the things that they were trying to coach out of him. So you're telling me now in 19 days that because of virtual reality and 70-30 with the ones and scout teamwork and all those things, that in 19 days that stuff disappeared? No, it didn't. They're 1-4. People were leaving the building during the fourth quarter of a one-score game. There were probably 50,000 people in the stands. I'm sure it was a sellout. I'm sure everybody bought their tickets. But in terms of how many people actually went, and nobody wants to watch that again. So there's a whole combination of things that they threw in the pot, and they just said, you know what, let's just do it. Screw it. We're going to do it in 3 weeks. We might as well do it now. And look, I'm as excited as the next guy to – watch this kid develop and hopefully become the franchise quarterback, because I think he is insanely talented. But to think that this was the plan, is just it's not. It just wasn't the plan. And they're going to leak stories. They're already doing it. And they're going to talk. Oh, no, he's really been like, no, just stop. I don't blame people for writing that when someone tells you important tells you that. But like also when you read it with a grain of salt. They're trying to cover their ass right now.
So you keep saying they. Who's they? Because I think you touched on a couple things there. Ownership could have interest in terms of fans and leaving 100%. Seats, booing. Okay. You could have, I have a little conspiracy theory here. This was the first week where I heard questions saying, hey, should you change play callers? Should you give Ben McAdoo a chance? I think there's a chance that Alex Van Pelt could change his tune in 19 days because he's like, wait a minute, they're calling for my job. You know how I distract them from that? Put the rookie out there and give me a few more weeks of a different guy. Gerard Mayo claims it was all his decision. A lot of people assumed from day one he might have wanted to play the rookie quarterback. So this they you keep throwing out there, who is they and why did they decide right now and how did they kind of make that happen?
It's all of them, Andy. It's,
now, they is them. Well, pronouns get you in trouble in this day and age. Can we be careful here? I just got in this seat. I don't want to get kicked out.
I'm not trying to get you fired. Not yet, at least, Andy. No, look, I think Alex Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf have been, I think, in lockstep in their idea of how to develop Drake May. I think that's people have talked about it. I think it's been reported on a little bit. You know, the Packer way, like they wanted to, for lack of a better term, let Drake bake over here on the side, right? Like just keep cooking it until it's, you know, eventually we're going to go there. We're going to play him. I don't think there was any question that he was going to play at some point this year. You know, this wasn't going to be a full sit the entire season thing, but like, let's just keep him over there. Let's do it as long as we can. And Jacoby knows what he is. He's a human shield, but he's competent and he should be able to create stuff for us. And then your offensive line was dreadful. Your receivers remain a bottom third in the league group, maybe even lower than that. And after probably started in the second half of the Jets game, Jacoby's play has dropped off dramatically. And there's no question, I think we had the number on Boston Sports Journal, he's been hit or sacked 52 times in 5 games. That is unsustainable for anyone. And even someone as tough as this kid, and there's no question that Jacoby Brissett is as tough as can be, like he stopped seeing the field. And not that he was ever awesome at it anyway, but now all of a sudden, like, it's just like, I'm going to die. Here, throw the ball to the side. I'm going to, you know, like, it just, the marked decrease in his play the last 2 weeks, I think probably led them to come to this decision on Monday and be like, look, we suck. Nobody wants to watch our product. We got a bunch of players already frustrated. Guys are laying it on the line, and, you know, we're keeping this guy over here. And it's like, at this point, what do we have to lose? Because we look terrible. And what they have to lose is the possibility that this kid goes in there and throws up on his shoes, in part because of what's around him. And then, you know, you go into the offseason thinking like, all right, well, do we have the guy or do we not have the guy? Do we need to rebuild his confidence? You know, like, what is it? So did he regress so much now that we're looking at the same kid that we saw coming out of North Carolina last year? Like, those are the things that I feel like haven't been given enough weight in this entire conversation.
Well, if May comes in and he's good, though, Mike, then isn't that going to sort of throw the idea that keeping him on the bench for 5 weeks was a bad idea, or that waiting until November, if that's optimally what they wanted to do, wouldn't that sort of call into question their decision-making and the evaluation abilities?
But why would that?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That'd be worse. If he's going to come in and be good in week 5 or 6 or whatever this is, week 6, and then you were going to, but the plan initially was to keep him out until November, so then wouldn't he be good in November?
Right, but now so the season, now you're 1-4 to start the year. If you'd started him to begin the year and he's good, then maybe this season isn't where it is right now.
Do you really think this is a playoff team?
I think that they could be 2-3 right now. I think that for sure. They had two winnable games.
I think that, well, here's the other thing, and I just wrote this today. There are people in that building. This is what I was going to say. There are people in that building, and I wrote about it today, who feel like they should be 3-2. Now, those are the same people, and these are important people, not like the lunch lady. But these are not that she's
Martha
not
at the
either.
Gate. Is that a shot at Martha?
Yeah, not that, look, not well. I have my own issues
okay,
there. But
keep going.
Anyway, yeah, 3-2. But those are the same people that are whistling past the idea. Like, they just want you to ignore the fact that the coaching has been dreadful this year. The defense is worse than it was supposed to be, even. And you can tell me, hey, no Barmore, now no Bentley. You traded Judon. Hey, last year you had no Judon and Gonzalez, and they were ninth in DVOA. And like, I don't love some of the nerd numbers, but like, if you're going to use a nerd number, DVOA has probably been the best indicator of success or failure in the league in terms of the nerd numbers. And they were ninth last year. This year they're in they're 27th, 28th. And that's coming off a team that played Tyler Snoop Huntley, who probably doesn't have as good an arm as Jackson Hart does at Dartmouth High School. So, you know, like, so what are we doing? Like, that's not good. The offense isn't good. I heard your thing with Orlovsky. Like, I don't know what he's smoking. Like, the scheme has not been good. The offense hasn't looked good pretty much at any point since week one, and even that was, you know, as Gerard said, unsustainable, which I would argue that's had been your only way to sustain and have some success through the first 5 weeks, and they got away from it, and it may have cost them a game. But like, so they think they should be 3-2, but they don't want to tell you one of the reasons that they're not 3-2 is because their coaching hasn't been good. Because then we change the equation. Well, our roster's not that good, but wait, shouldn't you have coached these guys up better? Shouldn't this look different? It's not a good roster, but it hasn't been a good coaching staff so far. And look, it's early for a lot of these guys. You know, this is Alex's first time doing this in 15 years. And this is Gerard's first time being a head coach after only being an assistant for 5 years. And it's DeMarcus's first run as a DC. But like right now, they're all like D-minus Fs. It hasn't been good. Now that they can change that. They can change it starting this week. And they better hope that Drake helps them do that. But there's a lot of flaws to their thinking so far.
So this is not an ideal situation. We've already touched on that. That would have been probably better off last week. But it is what it is. He's playing. I liked what I saw from him at the podium today, which is a minor little stupid thing to read. But I think he's got some confidence and some swagger to him. The offensive line may be marginally better. I say that with a pause. Mm-hmm. We'll find out on Sunday. What do you think is... I'm going to use a phrase, hopefully realistic. Nothing crazy, but if you were being sort of optimistic based on people you've talked to behind the scenes, okay, sounds like you're not believing all the talk of how good he's looked on the practice field. What do you think a hopefully optimistic projection for Sunday would be?
You're talking like a statistical projection?
No, just like, do you think he's going to look overwhelmed? Do you think he can make the offensive line look a little bit better by, I don't know, making quicker reads, making quicker decisions, getting out of town, running a little bit, throwing on the run? Does he open up Pop Douglas? Does he make some plays with his natural athletic ability? What is, like, are those things?
Yeah, I think he will make some plays with his natural athleticism that will help them be a little bit more explosive. Well, which is to say they haven't been explosive at all, which will give them maybe the opportunity to hit some explosive plays that aren't handoffs to running backs or a tight end screen to Hunter Henry, which I think is one of your longest pass plays or second longest pass play of the year.
Yep.
So, yeah, you should get that. But, you know, talking to people yesterday when the decision came down and sort of talking across the league, it's like, you know, one person said it's a little scary when you put in the tape of how he looked against the Jets. And, again, like, that's some of, like, nerves and whatever. But, like, you know, the fact that his fundamentals regressed a little bit there, the footwork regressed. But his point was, like, he's going to make some plays for you. He's also going to make some plays for them.
Sure.
And I guess we're at the point now where your quarterback wasn't making any plays for you. And not that he turned the ball over a ton or anything, but, like, just wasn't making any plays. So you should at least have someone in there that has some playmaking genes in him. And so I don't know, like, statistically what it's going to look like. But I would imagine he's going to give you a little bit of juice there. I would also hope, and here's to coaching, if I'm Alex Van Pelt, I'm embracing what you saw against Philadelphia and to a certain degree against Washington in the preseason. I know those are against threes, twos and threes. Some of the guys, you know, they're working at Lowe's right now or Starbucks. They're not in the league. But what'd they do? They went back to the North Carolina stuff, right?
Yep.
How do we make this guy feel comfortable and confident? Well, let's go from shotgun and let's spread it out and let's let him just kind of use that ability. And like, that's easier to read, right? You spread them out sort of like, hey, you know what the coverage is going to be. You know how they're going to attack you. Whereas if you're trying to be under center, D'Amico Ryan's and they're going to have some plan for you, it'll make it a little bit more difficult. So I would love to see them spread it out and just let them, you know, just let them run around and launch it a little bit.
We're talking with
they need some juice.
We're talking with Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. You can find him on Twitter at Mike Giardi. Mike, before we let you go here, what one player on this roster, other than Drake May, obviously, is going to benefit the most from this quarterback switch?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, it should be Pop because he's just your best receiver. He's the guy that gets open. But, you know, we've seen some moments, even with Jacoby, where, including last week, where he was able to utilize that. I just have been so underwhelmed by the guys on the outside. Like, I'm a Jalen Polk sort of believer, but he's a really good player, like the pick. He doesn't separate, never mind the like some of the on-field behavior, which has been kind of nuts for a guy.
Pop's who's doing that, league. Too. I mean, but yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's like, but at least – at least Pop has at least some sort of a resume. It's a small one, but it's a lot longer than Polk's. So like I don't know. Like they need
resume,
more there. Booty, yeah, Booty. Yes, exactly. Booty played a lot the other day. He's clearly usurped Tyquan Thornton, but he's not like an explosive guy either. So I just think they're so limited on the outside that, man, I'm force feeding the hell out of the ball to Pop.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Mike Giardi, great to talk with you. Thanks for jumping on here. It's the first time here on WEEI Afternoon Show with Host 1 and Host 2, so we appreciate you taking the time today. Thanks.
Host 1, Host 2 with Thing 1 over here. All
there
right.
You go. Very good. Mike
Welcome
Giardi,
to the family.
Boston Sports Journal joining us here on the program with some good stuff on the QB switch from Jacoby Brissett over to Drake May.
Andy, the
yeah,
negative one, huh?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
I know. I mean, he's got him completely
he's fired up though.
Sure.
Like he
dead to rights.
That was good.
Yeah, it was good stuff. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We have the latest on the Jabril Peppers situation. He has been put on the commissioner's exempt list. Gerard Mayo talked about it today, and we'll get to it next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.